Fianna Fáil's selection of a candidate in the new constituency of Dublin Bay North has got more attention than the choices being made or pending elsewhere in the country. Two obvious reasons: the recent resignation of a local senator, Avril Power, from the party, and the fact that former TD Sean Haughey was one of those seeking the nomination. Well, that's the context. The choice has been made and the candidate chosen is with us now. Councillor Deirdre Heaney, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
And welcome. There were only two of you in the unit and you won by two votes, is that right?
That's right, Carl. Yes, it was a very interesting evening. I put a lot of effort into the campaign over the last 6-7 weeks, speaking to all the Fianna Fáil delegates in Dublin Bay North.
And there will be one candidate, is that right?
That's what I believe. The instruction from Fianna Fáil headquarters was to select one candidate last night. I don't know what's going to happen from here on out. Will the party constituencies committee add a second? I don't know. If that happens, the question is...
How do you feel about it?
Well, look at...
Sean Haughey was only two votes behind you.
It doesn't matter what I think. It's up to the party to decide. The constituencies committee will decide that. The question is, will a second candidate be good for Fianna Fáil in terms of winning a seat? I don't know the answer to that, but whatever decision is made, I'll have to accept that whether I like it or not.
You'll run anyway.
Absolutely.
Now, you ran before in 2002. Now you've been selected again. Why are you still there?
Well, I have worked for the past 16 years as a local councillor in the Clontarf ward. I've worked very, very hard on the ground. And I suppose what drives me is to work and serve the people that I represent. During the local elections, I have to say that one of the things that came across very, very strongly to me, Cathal, was the amount of people who are living with sufferers of dementia. It's something that I didn't really come across as starkly in the past. And certainly the people who are caring for people with dementia are, I feel, forgotten, and they need support and acknowledgement. We need to basically look after the carers, and that's what I would like to do. But I also want to be and will be a strong voice for the people of Dublin Bay North during the next number of months, and hopefully get an opportunity, if I'm successful, to represent them in Dáil Éireann.
And you've been critical, and were again last night after your selection, of the effect of cuts on various the health services and many others. But how will you go before the voters? Because you were in the party which brought us to the disaster, and you are now attacking the programme which Fianna Fáil agreed to largely, which involves painful cuts and problems of all kinds. So, you know, do you accept that Fianna Fáil has a credibility problem?
Firstly, I'm very proud to be a member of Fianna Fáil. I'm very proud of my background in Fianna Fáil. I come from a very strong Fianna Fáil family.
Why are you proud after what happened to the country?
As I'm saying, I'm a very proud member of Fianna Fáil. Yes, mistakes were made. But in my experience, the people in Fianna Fáil are very caring individuals. And I, as a person who has been elected previously to represent Fianna Fáil and Dublin City Council, I now intend to be a strong voice for the people of Dublin Bay North. As I've said, Cathal, you know, there are people out there who feel they're forgotten. I mentioned carers, but there are also people in middle-income families who are put to the pin of their collar with the amount of outgoings and bills and things they have to pay. And yes, you know, there was a job to be done by this government, and I accept tough decisions had to be made by them. But it's the way you make those decisions and it's the way you implement cuts. I personally think that we need to be more caring and fairer in the way we make those decisions and make sure that we don't cut people who are the most vulnerable in our society, people like families who have children with disabilities.
Okay. As a matter of interest, I mentioned Avril Power, who left for a number of reasons. One of them was criticising the party for its lack of activity in the recent referendum campaign. Were you active in the referendum campaign?
No, I wasn't.
Why not?
Well, I wasn't active in the referendum campaign. I think that issue is now over, Cathal. I have been selected by Fianna Fáil, Dublin Bay North, last night, and I want to move forward from here. I was on this programme previously when Éireann Parr did resign her seat from the membership of the party, and I dealt with that issue. No, I didn't. Yeah. No, I didn't.
Yeah, just asking why.
No, I did. Well, I actually
many other members of many other parties were active. Some weren't, and you were one of those who were inactive. Why?
Well, because it wasn't something that was on the top of my agenda, and I haven't campaigned, in previous referenda. I didn't campaign, and that wasn't something that was on the top of my agenda, Cathal.
Deirdre Heaney, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us.